Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea to shine the sun.
Anything that would have been better to start today's show with. It's Veterans Day today, November 11th, the traditional Veterans Day, not the observation Veterans Day. I'm not sure if they did that this last Monday or doing it this coming Monday. I don't know. But I know you guys heard that song, and I just wanted you to know the reason I opened with it was because of Veterans Day. I didn't have a whole lot of time to look up and load a bunch of veteran songs. I'm sorry about that. I wish I did, but it's okay. It's okay. Hey, let's see. Hello, who have I got here? Hello, I hear you. You just want to say hi?
Oh. Hello.
How are you doing today, honey? I just wanted you to say hi.
Hi, I'm okay.
Well, that's good. That's good. Okay. Did you just want to be on mute to listen?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to check. I mean, first time I've been back broadcasting for over a month, so I wanted to say hi and just acknowledge that I'm here and you're here too.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you. Okay. There we go. And if I recall correctly, that phone number belongs to Victoria. She likes to listen. It's easier on her data usage, and that's fine with me, but I wanted her to say hi to let you know she's a real person. She really is. Anyway, guys, like I said, this is the first time in about a month and a half. It hasn't been quite 2 months, about a month and a half, but I've actually been here with a live show, and I missed them. I really did miss them. I thought, oh, I'm going to love this break and all this stuff. And after about a week, it was like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to go into withdrawal and it's going to kill me. But then I thought, it's not going to kill you. You're just not used to it. But I am back. And I'm not sure if that's a promise or a threat, but I am back. So Jenny is back. There you go. Hey, and you know what? I'm going to play an Eric Clapton song. It's called After Midnight. You guys are funny. Me being away so long has affected your brains. They're not quite as scrambled as they used to be, but we'll get them back to scrambling order. It's all right. We'll do that. You make me laugh. You make me smile. And thank you for being my friends. You know, it's good to be back. It's good to hear you ribbing each other and having a good time. You know what I'm going to do? I heard this on a CD I was listening to yesterday over and over, I have to admit. But that's how it goes. I had to do it on my phone, though, because I can't find my stereo, and a personal CD player doesn't really work very well when you're trying to unpack stuff and sweep the floor and all that good junk. So anyway, I do have it, and this is one of my very favorites off of this CD. It's John J.B. Burroughs, and the CD is Elvis Found Alive, and it's Every Breath You Take. Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite songs. And it just is more of my favorite since he did it. I love that song. Okay, you keep bopping in and out, girl. Are you going to say hi? It's ringing busy. I'm sorry. It shouldn't be. I've only got Victoria in the studio and me. But with Blog Talk, who knows what's going on? They could have done something funky because they already did. I changed my time zone to Eastern time and then scheduled it for Eastern time. And they said, oh, yeah, well, you got 4 more hours. And it's like, no, I should have 2.5 more hours. And they didn't catch up. They're still scheduling me mountain time. So I had to change that so it all come out right. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. We learn to deal with Blog Talk as we have to deal with Blog Talk. I'm sorry it's ringing busy. I really am, honey, because it's not busy. It's not. I have one caller is all. So it's not busy. But that's what we get. Okay, you guys asked for it. Why, I'm not exactly sure, but it's okay. You just go right ahead. I do have a song in the studio that I sang, and I'll play it for you. Since y'all want it, I'll play it for you. And I love you so. And we all know who this is for.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. Life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But you do. The book of life is brief, and once the page is read, all that love is dead. This is my belief. And yet
Okay, there you go, guys. You ever had cattail in your coffee? Huh. Not something I would recommend. But she insists on being on my desk, and my open cup of coffee was there, and her tail ended up. Well, I guess that's it for that cup of coffee. Okay, lucky I have water here, too. Things are they're just weird. That's how it is. Okay. All right. Now let's, yes. The Elvis song next is All That I Am.
All that I am, or ever hope to be, lies in your hands. You are my destiny. When you are in my arms, I rule the world. And when we're far apart, how cruel the world. All that I want,
all that I want,
is to be near to you, to spend my life,
to spend my life,
making it clear to you. You are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am, because of you. All that I want,
all that I want,
is to be near to you, to spend my life,
to spend my life,
making it clear to you. You are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am because of you.
Because of you. Because of you.
Yeah, we love that one. That's fantastic. Okay, now, something that John sent me today, and it's really kind of cool. It says Elvis, Michael Bublé, and the Philharmonic Orchestra, but you don't hear too much of Elvis in here. It's kind of like trading on Elvis' name. I mean, yes, you do hear him, but not for what you would think a duet would be. So this is a little bit different, but it is good. It is good. Michael Bublé, Elvis, and Philharmonic Orchestra doing Fever.
Fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name. You know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, I fever all through the night.
Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Juliet, Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. I give us fever when we kiss, fever with thy flame.
Fever, I'm on fire, fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare, you give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right?
Now you listen to my story.
Here's the point that I've made.
Cats were born to give chicks fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you a fever.
When we kiss you, fever if you love me. Fever till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn.
What a lovely way to burn.
What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Now, I think that was pretty well put together. You know, of course, it's one of those virtual duets done after the fact, so to speak, but they did a really good job with that, I thought. So, and I'm looking for one. I've got one. John sent me a song. I think it's a new song. I'm not sure, but a song by Wynonna. And then he sent me a copy of Shauna singing it. So and he says, do these on future show, both of them. And I thought, hey, is there any other way to do it? That's kind of my thing, you know? So I'm going to play Wynonna's, and then I'm going to play Shauna's. And it's a good song anyway, so hey, why not? This is about one of Elvis's Cadillacs, and it's called Just Like New.
Hollywood, been cross country.
Shauna doing the same song, Just Like New.
Left the same inch under the hood, carried young Elvis to Hollywood. Been cross country a time or two, and look at it now, it's just like new. He had a weakness for Cadillac, a girl in the front and his friends in the back. That's the original paint job too. Look at it now, it's just like new. Elvis was happy, he felt pretty good. Here he was driving to Hollywood, gassing it up and pushing it through. Look at it now, it's just like new. According to one of Elvis's friends, he took it up to 110. That's just 'cause he wanted to see what his caddy would do. Look at it now, it's just like new. And my, what a beautiful machine. Oh boy, it rides just like a dream. Just think of all it's been through. Look at it now, it's just like new. Christmas time, the weather was there, the future so fine. Say, mama, them girls ain't as pretty as you. Look at her daddy, she's just like new. Elvis was always a dutiful child, and here everybody was thinking he's wild. He bought his folks a Cadillac too, and look at it now, just like new. Look at it now, it's just like new. Look at it now, it's just like new.
All right. She did very, very well on that. I really think that's her style. That's her style. She did good. She did really, really good. Okay. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And I have absolutely no list about what I've got in the studio. I didn't have time to do this from the time they got me hooked up until I was ready to do the show. So this is kind of like, let's see. You know, I don't know what I got in here. So anyway, here's one. Make Me Know It takes 9, 10, and 11.
Take 11. That ain't the hand, you heard it. Here we go.
You say that you love me and swear it to be true. But if you care, come over here and make me know it, do.
Come on now, make me know it.
Go ahead and show it. But if you care, come over here and make me know it, do. You say you got kisses and swear that they're brand new. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but make me know it, do.
Come on.
Like that. And yes. Okay. What else? Oh, I know. I know what I'm going to do. Okay. Anne, get out your Kleenexes. Anybody else who is tempted to cry at sappy stories? I don't know that this is so sappy, but, you know, it's there. This is called Cheyenne. And a friend of mine who lives in Texas, no, it wasn't Sue, it was another friend, sent this to me on Facebook. And I shared it with John, and he said to read it on the show. So get your Kleenexes out, because you are going to need them. Okay? This made me cry. So here you go, guys. Okay. This is... It's about a dog named Cheyenne, okay? Watch out, you nearly broadsided that car. My father replied to me, can't you do anything right? Those words hurt worse than blows. I turned my head, and the elderly man in the seat beside me, daring me to challenge him. A lump rose in my throat as I averted my eyes. I wasn't prepared for another battle. I saw the car, Dad. Please don't yell at me when I'm driving. My voice was measured and steady. sounding far calmer than I really felt. Dad glared at me, then turned away and settled back. At home, I left Dad in front of the television and went outside to collect my thoughts. Dark, heavy clouds hung in the air with a promise of rain. The rumble of distant thunder seemed to echo my inner turmoil. What could I do about him? Dad had been a lumberjack in Washington and Oregon. He had enjoyed being outdoors and had reveled in pitting his strength against the forces of nature. He had entered grueling lumberjack competitions and had placed often. The shelves of his house were filled with trophies that attested to his prowess. The years marched on relentlessly. The first time he couldn't lift a heavy log, he joked about it. But later that same day, I saw him outside alone, straining to lift it. He became irritable whenever anyone teased him about his advancing age or when he couldn't do something he had done as a younger man. 4 days after his 67th birthday, he had a heart attack. An ambulance sped him to the hospital while a paramedic administered CPR to keep blood and oxygen flowing. At the hospital, Dad was rushed into an operating room. He was lucky. He survived. But something inside Dad died. His zest for life was gone. He obstinately refused to follow doctor's orders. Suggestions and offers of help were turned aside with sarcasm and insults. The number of visitors thinned, then finally stopped altogether. Dad was left alone. My husband Dick and I asked Dad to come live with us on our small farm. We hoped the fresh air and rustic atmosphere would help him adjust. Within a week after he moved in, I regretted the invitation. It seemed nothing was satisfactory. He criticized everything I did. I became frustrated and moody. Soon I was taking my pent-up anger out on Dick. We began to bicker and argue. Alarmed, Dick sought out our pastor and explained the situation. The clergyman set up weekly counseling appointments for us. At the close of each session, he prayed, asking God to soothe Dad's troubled mind. But the months wore on and God was silent. Something had to be done, and it was up to me to do it. The next day, I sat down with the phone book and methodically called each of the mental health clinics listed in the Yellow Pages. I explained my problem to each of the sympathetic voices that answered in vain. Just when I was giving up hope, one of the voices suddenly exclaimed, "I just read something that might help you. Let me go get the article." I listened as she read. The article described a remarkable study done at a nursing home. All of the patients were under treatment for chronic depression. Yet their attitudes had improved dramatically when they were given responsibility for a dog. I drove to the animal shelter that afternoon. After I filled out a questionnaire, a uniformed officer led me to the kennels. The odor of disinfectant stung my nostrils as I moved down the row of pens. Each contained 5 to 7 dogs. Long-haired dogs, curly-haired dogs, black dogs, spotted dogs, all jumped up trying to reach me. I studied each one but rejected one after the other for various reasons. Too big, too small, too much hair. As I neared the last pen, a dog in the shadows of the far corner struggled to his feet, walked to the front of the run, and sat down. It was a pointer, one of the dog world's aristocrats. But this was a caricature of the breed. Years had etched his face and muzzle with shades of gray. His hip bones jutted out on lopsided triangles, but it was his eyes that caught and held my attention. Calm and clear, they beheld me unwaveringly. I pointed to the dog. "Can you tell me about him?" The officer looked, then shook his head in puzzlement. "He's a funny one. Appeared out of nowhere and sat in front of the gate. We brought him in, figuring someone would be right down to claim him. That was 2 weeks ago, and we've heard nothing. His time is up tomorrow. He gestured helplessly. As the words sank in, I turned to the man in horror. You mean you're going to kill him? Ma'am, he said gently, that's our policy. We don't have room for every unclaimed dog. I looked at the pointer again. The calm, brown eyes awaited my decision. I'll take him, I said. I drove home with the dog on the front seat beside me. When I reached the house, I honked the horn twice. I was helping my prize out of the car when Dad shuffled onto the front porch. Ta-da! Look what I got for you, Dad, I said excitedly. Dad looked, then wrinkled his face in disgust. If I had wanted a dog, I would have gotten one, and I would have picked out a better specimen than that bag of bones. Keep it. I don't want it. Dad waved his arm scornfully and turned back toward the house. Anger rose inside me. It squeezed together my throat muscles and pounded into my temples. You better get used to him, Dad. He's staying. Dad ignored me. Oops. Did you hear me, Dad? I screamed. At those words, Dad whirled angrily, his hands clenched at his sides, his eyes narrowed and blazing with hate. We stood glaring at each other like duelists, when suddenly the pointer pulled free from my grasp. He wobbled toward my dad and sat down in front of him. Then slowly, carefully, he raised his paw. Dad's lower jaw trembled as he stared at the uplifted paw. Confusion replaced the anger in his eyes. The pointer waited patiently. Then Dad was on his knees hugging the animal. It was the beginning of a warm and intimate friendship. Dad named the pointer Cheyenne. Together, he and Cheyenne explored the community. They spent long hours walking down dusty lanes. They spent reflective moments on the banks of the streams, angling for tasty trout. They even started to attend Sunday services together, Dad sitting in a pew and Cheyenne lying quietly at his feet. Dad and Cheyenne were inseparable throughout the next 3 years. Dad's bitterness faded, and he and Cheyenne made many friends. Then late one night, I was startled to feel Cheyenne's cold nose burrowing through our bed covers. He had never before come into our bedroom at night. I woke Dick, put on my robe, and ran into my father's room. Dad lay in his bed, his face serene, but his spirit had left quietly sometime during the night. 2 days later, my shock and grief deepened when I discovered Cheyenne lying dead beside Dad's bed. I wrapped his still form in the rag rug he had slept on. As Dick and I buried him near a favorite fishing hole, I silently thanked the dog for the help he had given me in restoring Dad's peace of mind. The morning of Dad's funeral dawned, overcast and dreary. This day looks like the way I feel, I thought, as I walked down the aisle to the pews reserved for family. I was surprised to see the many friends Dad and Cheyenne had made filling the church. The pastor began his eulogy. It was a tribute to both Dad and the dog who had changed his life. Sorry, guys, this gets me. And then the pastor turned to Hebrews 13, verse 2. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. I've often thanked God for sending that angel, he said. For me, the past dropped into place, completing a puzzle that I had not seen before. It was the sympathetic voice that had just read the right article to me on the phone that day. It was Cheyenne's unexpected appearance at the animal shelter, his calm acceptance and complete devotion to my father, and the proximity of their deaths. And suddenly, I understood. I knew that God had answered my prayers after all. He had sent an angel to care for Dad. Life is too short for drama or petty things, so I laugh hard, love truly, and forgive quickly. Live while you are alive. Forgive now those who made you cry. You might not get a second chance. So guys, if there's even one of you that's not crying right now, I'd be very surprised, because as you heard, yep, I did. That's what dogs are for, you know? That's what dogs are for. It's, you see it every time you own a dog, every time you see someone who loves their dog, that loves them just as much or more. It's, that's what dogs do. That's what dogs do. You know, you gotta give them that. That's what dogs do. Okay. Now that I've done that crying, tear jerking, oh, yeah. I'm going to play Elvis singing "It's Still Here." And it says it was done on the piano at 2 a.m. May 19th of 71. So here you are. Cry all you want to.
Just kept that Elvis as a gaze, man.
All right.
Sort of nice. All
right. No. Oh, yeah.
Where's everybody?
No.
Where's everybody?
Over
here.
Wanna make one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
The day you said we'd never part, you turned around and broke my heart. You had the nerve to tell me I would soon forget. Now you've been gone away 1 year, and I have not forgotten, dear, the love I had for you so long is still here. Ooh, it's here, still here, because my heart cannot believe we're really through. And though you said we'd never part, you turned around and broke my heart. The love I had for you so long still here. It's here, still here, because my heart cannot be. Away 1 year, and I have not forgotten, dear, the love I had for you so long is still here. Ooh. It's here, still here, because my heart said we'd never part,
You turned around and broke my heart, the love I had for you so long is still here. It's here, still here, because my heart cannot believe. And though you said we'd never part, you turned around and broke my heart. The love I had for you so long still.
I love that song.
Come on and dig that, man.
I do. It just reminds me that when you love someone true, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. If it fades and go away, then it wasn't true. You know, that's how I see it. So if you feel it in your heart and it's true, it's going to be there forever. I like that thought. You know, when you really love somebody, it should be there forever. It really should. Okay? Yes. All right. Let's pick up this sadness thing a little bit. You know, we got to pull our bootstraps up and do that. all right. Grassroots. Midnight Confession. What is going on? Okay. It, blog talk, that's what's going on. Okay. I tell you, sometimes blog talk just really turns my crank the wrong direction. You know what that can do to an engine? Bad stuff. Bad, bad stuff. Okay, let's go Elvis and let's patch it up. Yeah, patch it up.
1, 2, 3, 4. We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling, that old feeling. Feel it, heal it. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up. We got to patch it up, baby. Let's sweep out all the cobwebs of our heart. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Let's don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try. With that feeling, that old feeling.
This is Rock My World, country girl.
Mm-hmm. honey, be good. Looking so sweet, it oughta be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears a snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. Cheap sunglasses from the Five and Dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She's got her A in math and never cracks a book. But she sure looks good in her dinner man.
Between two Elvis songs, and they're not big pick 'em up move 'em songs, but I like 'em. So yes, just pretend.
What you got, girl? Go ahead, listen. Did you really? It's pretty nice. It's like Engelbert Humperdinck.
I see.
Yeah, sure will. Time out, folks. Here, just one second. Bahiga?
Yes.
Is that your name, Bahiga?
Yes.
You want me to have this one?
You like it?
Thank you very much. Yes, nice. Very nice. Thank you.
No, I don't.
I can't do that. I'm sorry. Thank you. All right. Hang loose. You get it back. Okay. I just did a country and western album. And in it is a song called Just Pretend.
Yeah, Lordy.
Just pretend I'm holding you. I'm whispering things soft and low.
And think of me, how it's gone.
just pretend I didn't go. I walked away. Oh Lordy, I heard you say, if you need me, you know what to do. If I knew it then, I'd be back again. So just pretend I'm right there with you, and I'll come flying to you again. All my crying, Lord, is through. Oh, I will hold you and love you again. But until then, come on, man, we'll just pretend. Can't recall the things we said or why you cried, but now I know it was wrong to go. I belong.
Yes, and I will see if I can get that ready for you, honey. Because it'd be for me, too, and it'd be for E, and it'd be for anybody else who wants to hear it. I love that song. All right. I'm going to play another Elvis song, just because I can. And anybody can say no all they want to. I won't listen. No problem. I am going to play Laudy, Laudy, Miss Cloudy from February of 1970.
Thank you.
I used to be known as Fats Domino. I lost weight.
Yeah. Fats Domino. Uh-huh. Right. Sure. Okay. He probably would have done some good duets with Domino, though. You know, really. That probably would have been so cool. All righty. Hey, you guys, do you remember KC and Sunshine Band? Well, I do. And here is Keep It Coming, Love. Sunshine Band. And you know what? Now, here's a song to remember. I'll hold you in my heart. until I can hold you in my arms.
I said I hold. I said I hold. I said I hold.
Since we've got a run of, I hate that. Since we've got a run of one, let's add another one to it. We can start a line. Anyway, here we go. If I Were You.
The Sandman comes to my house late each night, but it's way in the morning before he turns out my light. It's times like this, my darling, I could see. If I were you, I know that I love me. The great snowman I've been called by all, but it looks like this time I'm gonna fall. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. If I were you, I know that I love me. Wind and rain and storm closing in on me. I've walked the streets alone with myself sympathy. Can you hear me saying, hopefully? If I were you, I know that I'd love me.
It's telling me I have about 45 seconds. I ran it down as much as I could, as close as I could get it, and that's about as close as I can get it. So I will see you Saturday. There is going to be a Saturday show, and hey, come and meet me right here, except on the TCB network, and we will have some more Elvis music and some more fun stuff. It's going to be great. So see y'all Saturday, kids. Love ya. Bye.
No, I don't have to be strict country. You know, I can.
I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark, and I crawled in the window after dark.
I saw Jonah eat the whale and dance with the lion's tail, and I crossed over Cana on a log. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Yeah, ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter call Moses, playing a ring around the roses. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark, and I crawled through the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale, and Daniel twist the lion's tail, and I crossed over Canaan all along. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Yeah, I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing a ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba